This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados Labour Party's Chad Blackman elected Member of Parliament for St. James North. The DLP's Felicia Dujon concedes defeat and promises to continue working in the constituency. Sol Barbados addresses gasoline glitch, which affected customers. The Barbados Agricultural Society concerned over the impact imported pork is having on local farmers. And two Israeli embassy staff shot dead outside Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados Labour Party's Chad Blackman secured a commanding victory in the St. James North by-election last night, earning his place in the lower house. The 42-year-old former senator polled 2,723 votes, far ahead of his closest rival, the Democratic Labour Party's Felicia Dujon, who received 468 votes. Independent candidates Stephanie Williams and Alex Mitchell garnered 21 and 7 votes, respectively. Blackman's decisive win marked a strong endorsement from the constituency as he steps in to replace outgoing MP Edmund Hinkson, who resigned last month after 12 years in office. Mr. Blackman says it was a total team effort.
Let me first thank God for allowing us to reach this point. It has been a long journey in coming, of course, not just the by-election that we've just concluded over the last 3 weeks, but a journey which started last year. And I thank God because He gave me strength, He gave team strength, but ultimately He allowed for the people of St. James North to see it fit to elect me as their parliamentary representative. But this is really a victory for the people of St. James North. This by-election has been one that has been fought on ensuring that people understand why now Chad Blackman.
Meanwhile, his closest rival, Felicia Dujon, was gracious in defeat.
I first want to thank everyone who helped and assisted in this by-election. I also want to extend congratulations to Mr. Blackman and ensure that he does the work of the constituency. It was a pleasure working in this constituency. Within 3 weeks, I got to know the majority of the concerns in the constituency, and it is my job to continue to advocate and intervene on behalf of the members of St. James North. I think we have to respect the voices of the people first and foremost. We're preparing for a general election. It means that I will continue to work on behalf of the people of St. James North.
Defeated DLP St. James North candidate Felicia Dujon. The Electoral and Boundaries Commission reports no major issues during yesterday's St. James North by-election. Chairman Ramon Alleyne expressed his appreciation to EBC officials for ensuring the voting process was smooth.
First, I really want to say thank you to those workers. The officers of the EBC have really put their shoulders to the task. Today went smoothly. Most of the workers today would have come directly from the EBC since it's not a general election. There would not have been a need to bring in any outside forces. Today's process was smooth by all reports. Very few glitches. Polling opened on time. Voting was constant, like during the middle of the day. Picked back up in the afternoon, as is the norm. And I think they did their job admirably. So I really want to first say thank you to them in the context of the job they've done today.
Chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Ramon Alleyne. Just about a week after 65-year-old Jeffrey Barrow was attacked and robbed by a man in broad daylight at Belmont Road, St. Michael, the pensioner still has nightmares about the incident. Starcom Network News sought to get an update from Mr. Barrow on how he's been doing since the ordeal. He highlighted a number of challenges he's now faced with.
Okay, I had to visit the department or the clinic at the QH yesterday for further investigation, and the scan has revealed that I have a fracture in the lower bone, as they call it, the bottom bone of the eye. For me, I would call it the eye socket. There are still stitches in my face. Eating is very difficult. I find it very hard to eat. And at certain drinks, if it's a cold drink, I got to use a straw and keep the coldness from the left side of my face, call it. Even my teeth hurts. And opening my mouth is challenging right now. Tomorrow, I have to go now and see the specialist to see if they will consider operation or if it will heal by nature.
He's thankful for the outpouring of public support.
I must say, my thanks go to many, many people. people as far as overseas, prayer groups, church groups, friends, old schoolmates, is already overwhelming. Another sad thing for me, sir, I have four grands. I saw the eldest one today for the first time. It was very emotional for me and her. I saw the youngest one yesterday, and there are two more that yet to see me in this condition, and my son don't want them to see me like this because we are very, very close. So my family going through a lot of traumatic things, and my friends who is supporting me.
Robbery victim Jeffrey Barrell. Simpson Oil Barbados Limited is addressing an inadvertent product crossover that led to a small number of customers experiencing issues after purchasing gasoline at its Saul Banyan service station in Bay Street earlier this week. The problem, which involved a mix-up in fuel types, was identified on Monday, May 19th at approximately 5:15 p.m. According to a statement from the company, the issue was quickly recognized by the site's retailer, who immediately halted fuel sales and launched an investigation. Corrective actions were promptly implemented, and the service station was back to full operation by 3 p.m. on Tuesday, May 20th. Saul assures customers that it's working closely with the retailer to ensure all confirmed cases were handled promptly and professionally. The company emphasized its commitment to the integrity of their products and customer satisfaction and extended an apology for any inconvenience caused, thanking customers for their understanding. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, says the issue of imported pork is choking pig farmers in Barbados. Speaking with Starcom Network News, he highlighted the issue of tariffs on some line items and also noted that some manufacturers are not loyal to the local pork industry.
What we have seen over a period of years is a situation where there are certain line items which have managed to evade the tariff duties and come in under a lower tariff duty. Those products have actually replaced local fresh pork. What you can see is that too many of our so-called manufacturers, in some cases, have not demonstrated the type of loyalty that should be demonstrated to our local farmers.
Mr. Paul says their largest purchaser, Hypac Limited, is also being affected by the import since they now have pork that must be disposed, an issue that he says they're discussing with the Ministry of Agriculture.
Pork is coming to this country, competing with our local pork, and we have also a situation where Hypac itself have difficulty in terms of disposing of cuts that were not able to be disposed of before. We are working assiduously within the BAS to try to assist them in terms of getting rid of that pork, and we are hoping to normalize situations. I've had discussions with the Ministry of Agriculture, certainly, and I believe that they are going to do something about it.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. And finally, two staff members of Israel's embassy in the United States have been shot dead in an attack outside a Jewish museum in the capital. The deadly shooting occurred about 9 p.m. on Wednesday near the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., and that's according to authorities. Chief of the Metropolitan Police Department, Pamela A. Smith, said authorities had detained a single suspect over the shooting, identified as 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago, Illinois. The American Jewish Committee, which had hosted an event at the museum, said it was devastated that an unspeakable act of violence took place outside the venue. Recapping the headlines. Barbados Labour Party's Chad Blackman elected Member of Parliament for St. James North. The DLP's Felicia Dujon concedes defeat and promises to continue working in the constituency. Saul Barbados addresses gasoline glitch which affected customers. The BAS concerned over the impact imported pork is having on local farmers, and two Israeli embassy staff shot dead outside the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.